Now, there are two possibilities to every problem. Well, at least that's the premise for SBS's new fortnightly podcast, The Few Who Do. It's hosted by Jan Fran and Mark Fennell, and the podcast aims to tackle society's big issues through interviews with the extraordinary everyday Australians working towards making them better. And here to chat more about it is journalist and TV presenter herself, Jan Fran. Jan, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me, Julia.
No problem at all. So congratulations on the podcast.
Thank you kindly.
It did premiere last week. What was the first issue you covered?
So the first issue we covered, and this was sort of a bit of a homage to Mardi Gras as well, was looking at the ways that people affirm their gender in the workplace. So we had, as we do, we've got two hosts, we've got one problem, we've got two possibilities. And so we spoke to two different people who'd sort of gone about it in two very different ways. And of course, there's always that really big question when you do want to affirm your gender in the workplace and you are transitioning. You can stay or you can go, I think. For a lot of people, the decision is to either stay in the place that they're working and continue to be who they are in that space, or sometimes they don't feel like they can do that, and so they leave. But both of the people that we spoke to are really kind of working to affect change in very different ways around this one issue, which is really the premise of the entire podcast. You know, you sort of mentioned there was always two possibilities to any problem. There's 1,000 possibilities, but we only have time for two.
There are so many. And it is a shame that some people, especially transgender people, do feel discriminated against to the point where they feel they have to leave. So I think it's really great that you tackled that in the first episode. What a great start. Jeez.
Thank you.
And so how did the idea for The Few Who Do come about?
Well, it was sort of something that SBS was looking at developing, and they brought Mark and I on board. And because Mark and I, we spend so much time together. We're like a married couple, I tell people, in that we hate each other and we never have sex. But we spend quite a lot of time together. And so, because we host a show called The Feed as well. So doing this podcast, we thought to ourselves, okay, well, how can we utilize the fact that we've got these two hosts, right? Because we always knew that we wanted the podcast to be about big issues told through people. So big issues, but personal stories. And then we thought, okay, well, we're doing that, but how do we actually kind of make the most of the fact that there's the two of us? We kind of have a little bit of a, I wouldn't call it a competitive dynamic, but let's call it that for now. So we thought, you know, how do we kind of make the most of the fact that, you know, we're here, we sort of have this kind of this natural chemistry, natural banter. And so the whole premise of there being, you know, two hosts, one problem, two possibilities, was kind of born in that, well, Mark and I will each present a possibility. We'll each talk to a person. We'll each present an angle. And then we'll kind of come back and confer and try and work out which one's better or which one could improve or which one's doing things, you know, in a way that's really unusual. So that's sort of how it all happened.
Sure. And you did mention that it's important to kind of tell these stories with a more kind of relatable narrative. So going via, you know, the person and their experience of the individual, which is great. Why do you think this podcast is important in other ways?
Well, because I think it's talking about the really big issues, and it's not just talking about the big issues, but I think it's striving to actually work towards, you know, making some of these really big issues a little bit better. So you're looking at things like affirming your gender in the first place. We're looking at things like sustainability in fashion. We're looking at things like AI and ethics in AI, what happens when they go wrong. You know, we're looking at these kind of big picture issues. Climate change is another one. And kind of really asking, okay, what can we do as individuals, as entrepreneurs, as businesses, as, you know, collectives of people? What is it that we can actually do to try and affect change in a positive way? And I just think it's really important to not just be able to kind of canvas the issues, but to really ask, how do we move forward?
You know, I feel like there is that kind of lack of dialogue in the public sphere. We have the news headlines, but that's as far as the conversation goes. And I feel like there are so many ideas, like you said, and so many possibilities, but it's just not getting out there. So I feel like, I feel like this is a really great initiative.
Thank you. I mean, I think it's the premise of podcasting as well, isn't it? It just allows you to explore things in a way that news headlines just simply can't. You know, the television, the medium of television, news and current affairs, even Radio News and Current Affairs, you know, panel shows on TV, you can't explore this kind of stuff in depth, but with a podcast, you can kind of do anything. And as long as it's interesting and it's informative and people leave either feeling better or knowing better, you can explore any issue you want in whatever depth you choose. So that's what's really exciting about actually being in this space.
Completely. And just lastly, what kind of issues will you be covering in future episodes? You mentioned a few already, but any others we can look forward to?
Yeah, so, well, my favourite is this next episode that's coming out, which is looking at sustainability in fashion. Because we know, I mean, here's a crazy statistic. Australians buy 27 kilograms of textiles each year. That includes clothes, that includes fabrics, right? 27 kilograms of textiles each year. Mm. That's not even the crazy stat. The crazy stat is that we then get rid of 23 of those kilos.
Oh, no.
Right? So we're buying 27 and we're disposing of 23 kilos. Mm. And that 23 kilos ends up somewhere, right? So that's the premise of the next episode. And like always, we're going to meet two people who kind of, I hate to use terrible puns, even though I do actually love to use terrible puns, but who really changed the very fabric of their business when they realised that they could actually make it more sustainable. And they did it in really, really interesting ways. So that's the next episode, my personal favourite. But like I said, we've got ethics in AI coming up. We've got an episode tackling how we continue to make movies and films here in Australia, you know, and stop our actors and our producers and our directors from going overseas. They're tough issues, you know, but we're going to solve them in 34 minutes. Don't you worry.
that's a lot. there's some really great issues there and so broad as well, something for everyone.
That's right, totally. Yeah.
And so where can we find your podcast?
Anywhere you get your podcasts from. If you're on Android, wherever it is you get your podcast. I've got the podcast app. I use an iPhone. Just type in The Few Who Do. It's there. I think it's, even if you stick it into Google, if you don't use podcasts, it should. I mean, I have no verification of that is even true what I'm saying, but you should be able to find it. But obviously the easiest place to get it is wherever you get your podcasts from, whether you're on an Android or an iPhone.
And there's so many options, yes. Well, Jan, Fran, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
You're so welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
That was Jan Fran, journalist and TV presenter and co-host of a new SBS fortnightly podcast called The Few Who Do, which is now available wherever you get your podcasts. We'll also include a link up on the 2SER website. That's 2SER.com.